Hallelujah, hallelujah, this is James Glory with Today's Glory. As you know, yesterday I went from Saul to Paul, and I'm going to talk about Paul again today because are your circumstances weighing you down? Are you trapped in your present situation? If so, you may be searching for a way out of your suffering. You may be vainly trying to find relief, comfort and solace in the flawed solutions of this world. Yet as we learn from the Apostle Paul, God is the only solution to our struggles. For many years, Paul struggled with what he called a thorn in my flesh, 2 Corinthians. Scholars have theorized about what this could be. No one knows for sure what Paul faced, but we do, however, know that it was mentally and physically exhausting for Paul. Perhaps because we aren't certain what it is, we can relate more to God's struggle as we compare it to our own. Perhaps that's why the Holy Spirit made it that way, so that we can fit what we, you know, experience into it. And in the midst of his pain and suffering, Jesus spoke directly to Paul, reassuring of his watchful, tender love and care. 3 times, says the Apostle Paul, I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Hallelujah. God speaks that to you today, that his grace is sufficient for you. You know, not many of us like to think of ourselves as being weak. You know, we often like to think of ourselves as self-sufficient, even in our spirituality. You know, we think we need to be strong in our Christian walk, and we're tempted to believe that God has chosen us because of our strengths and abilities. However, Paul was reminded by God that his power is made perfect in weakness. So Paul was encouraged to boast in his weakness, knowing that it was then that God's power would be shown through him. You know, God didn't forget nor dismiss Paul's thorn, and he won't overlook ours. He uses these stressful times in life, physical and emotionally, to draw us closer to him. Because God works all things for good for those who love him. God could have easily eliminated Paul's struggle like this in a moment. But he knew that Paul would receive a greater blessing and a greater lesson by learning to rely and lean on God's perfect strength through these trials, tribulations and difficulties. God knew that his grace would not manifest nor shine in a strong and self-sufficient person. Rather, it would shine through in a man who suffered in weakness. So rather than taking this distress away of the Apostle Paul's, God used it to edify and strengthen him and teach him about his faithfulness in all circumstances. And that's what God's saying to you today. God knows that his grace will not manifest nor shine in a strong and self-sufficient person, but it would shine through someone who suffers in weakness. Hallelujah. God is the only solution to your struggles. You know, and St. Paul could write, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you know he endured? He says he delighted in weaknesses, in insults, hardships, persecutions and difficulties. For when he is weak, then I am strong. That's what he said. When I am weak, then I am strong. Hallelujah. So are you stretched to the point of breaking today? If you believe that you cannot take another day of this, I just need to leave, to get out of this relationship, to leave this job, to get out of these people, to get away. You can't outrun God. When you are faced with hardship, run toward him and not away from him. Because no matter what you face today, God's grace is sufficient and his power is revealed and made perfect through your weakness. Never, never be ashamed to admit to the Lord and cry out to him that you're struggling, that you feel weak and you can't go on. Never be ashamed to cry out to him, for he listens to you and will come to you. And keeping his promises of his matchless, wonderful, perfect grace, he will strengthen you and see you through. Because an eternal sense of peace and security is available to you through Christ Jesus, through prayer. Hallelujah. So like the Apostle Paul, let's be made strong in our weaknesses and let's glory and boast in them. Hallelujah. This is James Glory. Strong, though I am weak, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Keep the emails coming, jamesglory77@yahoo.com, and the prayer requests are confidential, and you know, I pray. Amen. Thank you.